Welcome back to the Steve Huber Show. Good to have you here. Look, we talk about this all the time. Bidenomics has gotten so bad and so toxic, those on the left won't even talk about it anymore. You know, a few months ago, they were still bragging about it. But when they look at the price of everything going through the roof, I mean, you go to the grocery store, and everything's expensive. I talked to a guy here the other day. He has six kids. And I laughed, and I said, gosh, going to McDonald's is a $100 proposition. He goes, actually, a little bit more. I mean, you look at these prices, you're like, what in the world is going on? And the reason I bring this to your attention, because my next guest says, look, we have to protect ourselves. Philip Patrick is a precious metals specialist at Birch Gold. Philip, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, as always, Steve.
And I heard you laugh there, $100 to go through the McDonald's drive-thru. But it's true, because this inflation is so out of control. People are just mad about the rising cost of living. And look, the cost of everything's up 20%, but some things are up more. Groceries are up 35% since 2019. Housing and rent, way up. I mean, people are getting killed. And the one thing that creates inflation is printing more money, which is what they seem to be doing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we see the debacle going on in Congress running $1.7 trillion deficits when we are carrying more debt than has ever been held by any nation in history. It's absurd, right? And if you look at inflation under Biden, it's not a good picture. Cumulative inflation has been 19% total, averaging 6% a year under this administration. The problem is, wages in the same time period have risen only 13.5%. So net, that's leaving a $4,300 loss of purchasing power for the average American household over the last 3 years. And, you know, people are getting upset, right? The White House keeps telling us inflation is lower, but all that means is prices are still rising just a little bit more slowly. And of course, since October, even that's been creeping up. So, you know, as you said, ordinary Americans go for groceries and gas, and their paychecks simply do not buy what they're used to. So we can call it inflation, but what it feels like to most people is just a standard of living downgrade. And for the last 3 years, overall inflation has been three times the Federal Reserve's target, and it's not getting better in this climate. It is getting consistently worse and worse and worse. Yeah. And all that's happening is we're being gaslighted by the administration telling us everything's okay, but it's not working.
It's not working. We were told that the Fed would bring down the rates half a dozen times in 2024. I can guarantee you that's not going to happen. That pipe dreams out, because inflation was 3.8% last week. That's the latest number. Janet Yellen, your Secretary of Treasury, doesn't look like she has a clue as to what's going on out there. Look, the price of gold went to $2,430. It's just below $2,400 now. A few weeks ago, the hard floor was at about $2,150 for gold. Silver, the same thing. It's over $28. Silver still looks like a pretty good buy as well, because it's not, you know, its historical high is at $50. So there's a lot of room for silver to move. I talked to somebody here. I want to know how you feel about this. They said if it breaks through about $2,500, gold at $2,450, $2,500, it can go up another $500. And it could happen fast. I mean, so all of these things are volatile. And again, it comes back to inflation and everything being out of control, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And what we're seeing on the back of that is just unprecedented demand. 2023 was the single biggest year for gold demand ever in history, right? And it's continuing into this year already. And it's no surprise, right? We're seeing inflation domestically. The rest of the world who use the dollar, it is the global reserve currency, are seeing it in the form of devaluation and a loss of purchasing power. And, you know, central governments around the world are hedging their currency exposure with gold. And of course, individuals are doing the same. And when you're seeing demand at those levels, obviously, the next thing to follow is prices. And I agree vehemently. I think if we break through that $2,500 mark, the sky's the limit for gold over the next few years.
Yeah, and people don't realize this, Philip, but the way we pay for everything in America is we borrow money from the Chinese, we borrow money from the Japanese and the Germans and other people. Right now, the Chinese and the Japanese, they're selling off those bonds. But if you have one failed bond sale, which is go out, the United States goes out and offers bonds for sale, which is how we get money in and then give it away to God only knows what. We see this happen all too often. We have one failed bond sale, and Jenny bar the door, because I don't know what's going to happen at that point. Nobody does. But I know that fiat currency in my pocket, those paper dollars aren't going to be worth much at all, potentially, right?
That's absolutely correct. And if you look at what this administration is doing, global demand for our debt is waning in this climate. And they're just enforcing that argument, right? By running deficits, by printing money at the scale that we are, we're telling people holding dollars, this policy will continue, and we're making the dollar much less attractive for foreign holders. And all of this at the time when the government have been massively increasing supply, it creates a big problem. Currency is like anything else. Its value is dictated by supply and demand. And when demand is waning, the one thing you don't want to be doing is massively increasing supply. It just causes the bigger problem. As you say, one default on our debt obligations and this whole house of cards comes crashing down very, very quickly.
Yeah, and I want to point something out to folks. You've been coming on this program for about a year and a half now. We've been talking about these things because they're very important to people personally and to this country. If people had bought gold when you first started coming on here, it was at about 1680, 1690, then 17. That's back mid-2022, late-22, it's gone up 35% in that time. It's up hundreds of dollars an ounce. It's gone from 16 to 24. That's $800 an ounce. It's gone up since late-2022. How would you feel if you bought all that gold then and you were sitting on it today? You'd be pretty happy, wouldn't you?
Well, I did buy a lot of gold back then, and I am sitting on it today. So, yes, I'm fairly happy this morning, absolutely. But listen, it's not a surprise. Listen, we are not geniuses. We're not soothsayers here. This is a very predictable crisis with very predictable outcomes. I think Jamie Dimon said this debt crisis we have is the most predictable crisis. It's very clear. This, you know, printing money, amassing debt, this has played out time and time and time again throughout history. We know how it ends every time, and it's just a case of being preemptive and taking moves to protect oneself. And precious metals, when your problems are inflation, devaluation, recession, precious metals are designed for climates like this. It is partly why central banks around the world are buying it in such large quantities.
And so I want to, one last point I want to make here. We got about a minute left. The last point is that people say, well, gosh, Gruber, it was at 1800, you know, it was at 1600. Now it's too late to get in. No, it's not. Not if it goes to 3 or 3500 or who knows where it might go. It's not too late. If you look at gold over the last 20, 30, 40, 100 years, it's not too late to get in. Philip, I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely not, and particularly in this sort of climate. I said before, I think when I was on the show, the real high for gold was back in January of 1980. Gold hit $850 an ounce. That would equate to $3,300 today in terms of value, adjusted for inflation. The market for gold today is stronger than it was even back in the 1980s.
There you go.
The fundamentals today are stronger, and I think the upside is bigger.
Philip Patrick, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
It is the Steve Gruber Show. Do the right thing. I'll be right back.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arne with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit KnowHowToGo.org to learn what you should be doing right now